did get an idea related to what you're talking about, Sam, that I want to throw by you.
Okay.
Breakfast stripper.
Breakfast stripper. Two words. Great combination.
I mean, all right.
You're having breakfast?
I'm intrigued initially by the juxtaposition of those two concepts.
Yes.
But, yeah, like, what is it? Explain to me how...
Okay.
What's so happening? Is it like I'm like eating like a breakfast buffet or something?
Well, no. So we're staying in a nice house.
We're staying in an Airbnb.
Okay. We're going to be cooking breakfast. We're
cooking breakfast. The bachelor boy sits down.
Yeah.
He's eaten like a vegetarian
egg dish, probably.
Egg dish.
Right.
Doorbell rings.
Ding
Who's
dong.
Who's that?
Ding dong.
Who's that?
Did somebody order flapjacks?
Yeah, I think this is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, all right. I think this is probably... I'm glad you reacted positively.
Oh, my God. I think it's great.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that makes it work so well is that no one is expecting a stripper at breakfast.
Right, yeah. And what's going to make it even better is that we're going to tease the idea of a stripper
tonight.
All night tonight.
Yeah, and he won't get one.
He won't get one. He'll be like, whoo!
Right.
Wow.
I think it's better, though, actually.
Well, it's better and worse.
It's better and worse.
It's better because it's worse.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, if you're prepared for it, then you're, like, anticipating it and you're nervous about it because you're the bachelor boy.
Right.
Yeah. And who knows what the stripper's going to do to the bachelor boy.
Yeah, right.
But, like, if it's just out of nowhere, then it's, like, then you don't have that sense of anticipation.
There's no anxiety.
There's no anxiety.
Uh-huh.
But we are going to give up the anxiety anyway tonight.
But you still get the consequence.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I'm all for this idea. I think it's great. Cool.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you? In a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Hello. Welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we tackle the most pressing issues in the world, fight over what went wrong, and come up with solutions so crazy they just might work. I'm Jared Sain.
I'm James Miser.
And I'm Sam Chidley.
And this week, we are recording en route to a bachelor party.
Bachelor party!
Party time!
So, I think we figured we should just kind of... Bachelor parties aren't perfect, and...
No, they're problematic.
Yeah, very problematic. Big issues for society.
Yeah.
one of the most pressing issues of our time.
Yeah.
Bachelor parties.
So we need to radically alter the American tradition.
Yeah. You know, all right... There's one thing that I really do like about bachelor parties, not to get too...
Can we guess?
What?
I want to guess what you really like.
I don't think you're going to get it.
I'm going to guess one, too.
All right, go ahead. Guess.
I think you like spending quality time around friends.
Oh, wow, that's pretty close. James?
I think you like eating breakfast with 15 of your closest friends.
That is also on the money, but... While both of those things are true, that's not what I was going to say, although Jared's is pretty close to it, is that, so as our listeners might hear in the background, there's like a lot of road noise, and that's because we are in a car driving to a bachelor party.
Yeah.
And,
I'm driving to the bachelor party.
Right. James is driving. Jared and I are managing fancy technical equipment.
Yeah. Everybody's occupied with
Everyone's got a job
roles.
To do.
Yeah. I'm interested in how this leads up to what is your favorite part about a bachelor
this,
party.
This, like the
oh, this is your favorite part.
Podcasting.
Podcasting.
Not my favorite part.
Podcasting
but, like,
on the way to a bachelor party is your favorite part.
No. I don't think I said what my favorite part was. It's like something that I really like about a bachelor party is like the trip to get there. Because if you're a lot of bachelor parties, you're structured this way where you're going to like a destination. Like a lot of friends will go to like Vegas or Reno or whatever, or they'll go on like a trip you know, like a outdoorsy thing.
Uh-huh.
And that part of it's always been really fun to me. Just like the...
You like the build-up.
It's, the anticipation. Yeah, the anticipation building of the party to come.
So do you think there should be more anticipation?
There should be more anticipation. There should be a longer trip.
I mean, you arrive at the destination and there's a note that's like that just has like a different address on it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and you also like when you get in your car, you can only drive half the speed limit.
I like
for bonding.
I really that idea sounds kind of cool. About like you are in this like Easter egg hunt to get to the party. That could be fun.
What if you have to pick up a mystery passenger from the side of the road?
I like that. That sounds interesting.
Okay.
All right, it has to be a stranger. Like,
not maybe a
stranger to the bachelor boy.
Yeah.
AKA the groom.
Uh-huh.
But a stranger to you. So
wait,
everybody's...
Wait a second. So you have to find somebody that the bachelor knows but
that
we
you...
don't.
Yeah.
We
so...
randomly pick them up on the side of the road.
Yeah. So for instance, we are now on the way to our friend's bachelor party. But he has a 50-year-old cousin who's also coming to this bachelor party.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't know him.
Never seen him.
Never seen him before. But what if he was by the side of the road with a sign that says,
James, pick me up to Ian's bachelor party.
And I say, you know what? Ask grass or gas. No one rides for free.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be, it would suck if, like, somebody was on the side of the road and they were, like, trying to hitch a ride to get to the bachelor party.
And then somebody and else
you,
picked
and
up.
You, like, you, like, stopped and, like, didn't trust them and, like, kept driving. And then, yeah, they show up at the same bachelor party as you.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that you'd have to organize it a little bit more. So it's, yeah, like, the bachelor's friend who you're picking up would be, have some sort of, like, noticeable thing that you could see, like maybe they're wearing like a Cat in the Hat.
Oh, you already have like a clue, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Look for Dr. Seuss's hat.
They've got a hook for a hand.
They've just escaped from mental institution.
Yeah, can you guys pick up my friend?
He's down the street from Arkham Asylum. He's got a hook for a hand. He's wearing a rain jacket.
It does build up the anticipation a lot.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it.
But then they would also get a clue about who they should get in a car with.
Uh-huh.
Because they're actually in more danger than
we would be.
That's right. Even though they have a hook.
I mean, they've got a hook for a hand, but...
Try drinking water with a hook.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what, I like that there's, like, a bit of a journey that we're on now, and it's kind of, like, got some mystery built into it, so...
Yeah.
That's cool. I like the idea of, like, the people that you're inviting get sort of, like, clues. Nobody gets all the information, and then that brings everybody to this one place where there's going to be a party. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's great, because, like, at the end of the day, you know that there's going to be a party at the end of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you are primed.
You're ready to go.
You know, is the best man still the person responsible for planning this?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
You have to have a pretty, like, mastermind of a best man.
Well, it's a good thing we were going to be the best men.
Oh, that's right. It's us.
Yeah, it's us.
Yeah, you know, you might have, like, heard our work on planning events like Jared's birthday.
I mean, you guys planned my bachelor party.
That's true, we did.
In real life.
In real life.
We could kind of use that as, like, a base point of reference for figuring out, like...
Okay, let me tell you guys all the things you did wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I'm already right off the bat, I wish that I had built up the anticipation before the party started.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was a...
I was actually pretty amped.
Yep.
That actually, I don't think that...
Did we fly together, James? I can't remember.
We flew on the same plane, but not next to each other.
Okay. Good.
A little bit of separation.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you were amped.
I think that's part of it.
I was amped up. I think, like, as the bachelor boy, it's hard not to be amped, because it's sort of like, there is this, you're going to this thing, you don't know exactly what's going to happen, you might have, like, an idea, but there's, like, so many different possibilities of what could happen, and, like, you don't really know if your friends are going to try and totally embarrass you or not.
Right.
You hope not, but... You know,
but you're, you know,
but you're also the bachelor boy.
Yeah, it's part of the deal.
Part of the deal.
That's why, as the bachelor, one of your most important decisions is picking the best man.
Yeah,
picking the best man.
So, were you disappointed that we didn't embarrass you more?
You guys didn't embarrass me at all.
Right.
No, I wasn't embarrassed. I was actually relieved that I was not.
Right, because, like, well, I mean, that's the thing is, like, we were planning your bachelor party, and we know that that's, like, not really the kind of thing that you would enjoy.
Being embarrassed.
Being embarrassed in front of all your friends. And, they, like, that wouldn't be fun for you, so we didn't really want to do anything like that. But that's not the same for everybody, right? So it's like sometimes you want to like have something like super embarrassing,
right? Your best, so you can like look back at it and be like, oh, I can't believe you guys made me do blah blah blah.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know,
I think you guys need to define blah blah blah. Like, what's a really embarrassing thing that you could make the bachelor do?
Crawl on all fours for the whole event.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Tie their hands and legs
to each other.
To each other.
Wrists to ankles.
And make them wriggle through a bed of broken glass. That's really embarrassing. That would really embarrass me if I had to.
Oh, I am so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed.
Covered in blood.
Also dying.
This is like the most painful experience of my life.
But I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm so embarrassed.
I think like, but what if, like, say making them wear a furry costume and going to an improv event so that they really get picked on. Yeah. Or just like going to like a stand-up show and being like, he's the bachelor. Uh-huh. And then like that. That is like the kind of attention that
you just don't want.
I don't want.
Yeah.
Not that I think that attention on the bachelor boy is necessarily a bad thing. It's just you want to have the right kind of attention. It has to be like something that's, I think, in the right spirit. You know, sort of. So not like. Humiliating.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little bit humiliating.
Yeah.
Is okay. But, like, it should be good-natured and, I think, surprising. If you're gonna put the bachelor boy on the spot.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is nice, I think, is if not even embarrassing, but just it opens up a possibility for unexpected occurrences, is if there's, like, something on that you're wearing that says, like, almost married. Uh-huh. Bachelor, you know, groom to be or something.
Something that announces to the public,
right?
Like, what this night is about,
yeah.
So that if they are so inclined, a stranger can come up and like kick you in the butt,
yeah.
Or buy you a drink or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But
well, both.
You're gonna get
more
attention. Look
your face. Yeah,
yeah. You're gonna get some unexpected attention.
Oh,
for,
you know, I just came up with a good idea based on James saying that. What if we had a big sticky, like a bunch of sticky notes
uh-huh.
that had like an instruction, and one's like, lick my face. And then once someone licks his face, they peel it off, and then there's another instruction underneath it. It says like, I don't know, squeeze my butt.
Lick my face. So the bachelor has to walk around covered in sticky notes.
No, it's one giant sticky pad.
Oh, it's just one
and
pad.
And there's different notes. And then you go through them, like, and he doesn't know what the next one's going to be.
I was picturing somebody just covered in sticky notes, and you're slowly stripping them.
Oh. Oh, so they're not even wearing clothes anymore.
Yeah, and actually they all say lick my face.
Yeah, the first one says lick my face. The second one says lick my face twice. The third one says lick my face three times.
And you guys went from like not like embarrassing the bachelor to like really creating a really terrible experience for someone.
Would you be embarrassed by that?
Would I be embarrassed by if they all said lick my face? I don't think I would be embarrassed.
I would get tired of it
the first time. Yeah, the first time I'd be like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd even be that embarrassed by it. That's not the kind of thing that would embarrass me.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of things that would, but like I think it would just get old.
Yeah.
More than anything. I don't know. I have mixed feelings on this whole idea of embarrassing the bachelor. I'm wondering like what that's about. Like why that is part of the tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure. I'm not sure where that came from. Like, I know that, you know, you like giving your friend a hard time. Like, that's a fun thing to do.
Right, yeah.
And it's kind of out of, tradition dictates that it's out of the bachelor's control about what happens.
Yeah.
So it's really the best opportunity to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get your pranks in while you can.
Yeah.
But I don't, besides that, I don't quite understand where that inclination comes from.
Because, like, the
in
whole
this situation.
Like, what, like, we've talked about this a little bit, but, like, what's the point of having a bachelor party, right? Like, is it to just humiliate your friend or, like, celebrate the end of their bachelorhood?
I don't think it's either of those, really.
Uh huh.
I mean, really, it's not. it's a celebration, but I don't think it's a celebration of the end of their bachelorhood, because... Because
that's nothing to celebrate.
Well, that's the other approach, is some people, like, take it as, like, a... Like, you're, like, mourning your bachelorhood by having this, like,
one big blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with the exception of James, I always say, I'm never friends with the bachelor after the bachelor party. I cut you out of my life.
You cut ties.
This is it.
Well, this is kind of a sad weekend for you, then.
Yeah. No, it's a sad weekend for our friend.
I see.
I'm obviously half kidding.
But half serious.
But half serious, yeah.
It's like... I mean, that's... No, you know what? Like, you're joking around, but there is something to that. Like, obviously, like, James has stayed really tight with us, even though he got married. But...
That's what
I think,
you guys think. I've been cutting off my emotions to you guys for months now. I'm
just been, like, faking it.
Yeah, faking it. I've been calling it in, totally.
Yeah.
But I think maybe more than...
Do you see what I'm getting at, though?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just for The Bachelor to celebrate his entry into marriage or to mourn the like loss of his like single life. I think it's a very male ritual about like friends getting together and being like, look, you're moving on into a different stage in your life. We probably won't see you as much as we used to, or at least not in the same way. And like, let's celebrate that as well. Like you and all your buddies doing all like your man stuff.
And I think
it's part of like, you're like letting go of that piece of a friendship.
Yeah. It's definitely like, it's like demarcating this like point in not just one person's life, but in the whole group's life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but at the same time, I don't know. I feel like the way that relationships work nowadays, it's, I don't know if that's really true.
It doesn't have to be true, certainly.
Yeah.
But like before I got married, I lived with my wife for my then girlfriend for a really long time, and
So your lifestyle.
You were already whipped, is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Right.
So it's like, how different is my life?
Yeah.
Like our our relationship as
the
friends,
dynamic
as,
didn't
as
change,
myself right. and you guys right. being my best men.
Yeah.
How much did it change?
How much did it change?
I mean,
guys,
maybe your whip has more tassels.
My whip has more tassels.
You're whipped with more tassels.
I'm whipped with more tassels.
You have a lot of tassels.
It's like a cat of nine tails now.
Ten tails.
It went from a nine tail to a ten tail.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
not a big change.
Not a huge change.
But sometimes you notice.
It's a totally fair point.
A ninth more.
I don't know what that means.
It's a totally fair point that you're making, James. Like, you and Leslie had been together forever before you guys got married, and so like that was already kind of the dynamic. So I don't feel like that changed, you know, my life significantly in like, you know, in the terms of like just
like,
I don't know how often I come over for dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
That's not something that's really changed.
So are we saying there's not really a point then anymore?
No. I say like the point is maybe not what it used to be when like if and still is for a lot of people, where this is a huge change in their life logistically, even.
Right. Especially if we had more arranged marriages, it would be a bigger deal. So maybe we should...
You know, like, if you're getting married and you're, like, in your early 20s, and maybe you haven't lived with what will be your wife for very long, or at all, and you spend most of your time hanging out with all of your male friends, like, that is going to be a huge change in that social group, right?
Yeah, so, presumably, yes.
Yeah.
I think, like, that's, in that context, like...
It's like these days of broing out are...
Right, your days of broing out are done. Or
right,
at least...
I feel like people should bro out less anyway.
Huh?
People should bro out less anyway. I think that,
So what's the saying? What's the catchy saying for that? Fewer bros... Less broing, more
growing.
More growing. That's a good, more personal growth.
Less
I think that's healthy.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess, like, one thing that I kind of want to talk to you guys about is the bachelor party is, like, a very male event.
Yeah. Also known as a stag.
Right. Stag party.
Stag party. Do you want to keep it like that, or do you want to let some, you know, let our friends who are women come to our bachelor
parties.
That's
an interesting question.
Because, like,
We're saying the dynamic of relationships has
If the dynamics of relationships have changed, yeah. and, like, now you might be bros with a bunch of women.
Which all of us are. Yeah. Like, that's totally true. You know, I remember thinking that when we threw your bachelor party, there was, like, women in our life that I was like, man, I wish this person
could
come.
They should be here. Because there's nothing that we did that I would be embarrassed
with
about.
Yeah. Either. Yeah, exactly.
So, wow, this might be the most radical suggestion we have ever made on this podcast.
Women should be able to come to bachelor parties.
I'm going
to
get behind it.
I'm behind it. I think that's totally legit.
Hashtag me too.
Yeah.
You might want to edit that, actually. I don't know if that one's going to land the way you want it.
You don't think I should make light of
that? No, I don't. Sorry, man.
Yeah, okay, fine.
It's just because you, like, undermined, like, a really good point. Anyway. But, yeah, like, yeah, let's, why not? Let's, we can have,
Women are now coming to the bachelor
women
party.
Women are coming to the bachelor party.
Wait, what's that sound? I hear all of our chauvinist listeners unsubscribing.
That's fine. Yeah.
You know what? I have, four words for them. Less growing, more growing.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing. It's like, I don't want to have... It's got to be the bachelor's friends, though, right?
Right, like, well, it has to make sense.
So it's like, it's not like, I don't think we're suggesting,
it's a
like,
bachelor's
he's going to... It's
party.
Not going to be his fiancé is going to come, or his fiancé's friends. It's
right.
Got to be, like,
it's the bachelor's
his
friends.
Friends that are women are also invited.
Yeah.
Okay. Because what I don't want it to be is... Like this thing where
it's like
loses
the bride's friend
that
and it's not the yeah.
It's about like, this one person is getting married. They have a party with all of their closest friends.
Right. Yeah.
Not okay. Like the couple is getting married, so they're having a party with all of their closest
right.
friends.
Right. That's not it. Okay.
That's
good.
Not it. So you'll have. So if a couple's getting married, obviously there's going to be some overlap where it's like
you might go to both parties.
Yeah. Like you guys would
oh, that'd
probably
be cool.
go to.
I would have gone to Leslie's.
Yeah,
party.
You could have gone to Leslie's party and.
But like, oh, that was way better than James. A lot more.
Well, I mean, it would have been your own fault.
Oh, but you know what? All right, so guys, here's the problem with this. So I just want to raise a really something to think about with that is then you will have people. So maybe now wouldn't be the case with you and Leslie, James, but there's a lot of people who get married who have these like bachelor parties that they will never tell each other about. Like, things that happened there, like, need to remain unsaid.
Uh-huh.
And the scenario we've just painted is that you could have a person who could potentially have gone to both parties.
Yeah.
And,
have the full scoop.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little weird, right?
I don't know, but, like, at the same time, it's like, if you have somebody going to one party, then what's the difference between whether they go to one party or both parties?
Yeah.
Are you saying, like, okay, let's say... There's a friend of both the bride and the groom that go to both parties, and there's strippers at both parties. But one of the couple gets way more into it,
ooh,
right,
than another one.
That's what I'm. That's exactly
so
what
that's
I'm saying.
That's what you're. That's the.
I'm saying there's no because there's no line.
There's you can compare now.
Yes, because you can compare them.
Maybe you can only go to one.
Maybe that should be a rule, just to keep everybody. Still getting married. You know, because like...
I don't know, like...
There's
going
to be a fight over like, no, I want him, I want James at my party. No, I want James at my party.
But like, I don't know, like, but even at the same time though, I wonder...
Maybe we should just count on our friends for discretion.
Yeah, like, if one of the couples gets like, goes buck wild with like a stripper, then like, it doesn't matter whether or not somebody was at one party or both though, right? It's
you
like
know,
it still happened that way.
I don't know. I think that it really. Yes, I see what you're saying, but it is. There's something about being able to compare the two, because it's like maybe they went wild at their party too, right?
Mm.
You can like
right.
You
they're like one party,
that.
And like the bride, let's say, is like, oh no, I wouldn't do something like this because I also know James would never
he would
do anything
never
like
do
this.
That.
And then
you go to James's party.
It's like oh shit, he is. He should.
Did you see him that? Watch that improv? He enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was some
he almost escaped from that room.
He failed to escape the room. Leslie would have never.
Yeah, Leslie would have escaped. The room.
So, yeah, But yeah, I think you get my point, right? Like there some bachelor parties and bachelorette parties, things get a little bit, you know, where you don't want everyone to be aware of what happened.
Sure. Okay. You only get to go to one.
Yeah, I think so. And that way you're also, because I get this idea of like, well, your friend, you should be able to count on your friends on being discreet, but it's like, then you're putting a lot of pressure on them too.
Right, they might slip up sometime.
Yeah.
Not even on purpose. So yeah.
I think it's good to have
like we almost did.
A little bit of division.
The first time we tried to record this podcast.
Oh, right. Right, when we told them everything that actually happened at your bachelor party.
Yeah.
Alright, well, what else is wrong? Let me see. How else did we fail you at your party, James? Besides not inviting all your female friends.
Think about all the ways that you failed me.
Take your time. I want to hear all of them.
You guys did a great job. I think that one thing that you guys did really well.
I like starting with the good feedback. First.
I'm doing a feedback sandwich.
Oh, yeah, the compliment sandwich.
Yeah, compliment sandwich. One thing that you guys did very well was that you made it so that it was kind of like a two-day event. The first day was like a big party with a larger group of friends. The second day was sort of like we went to the horse races, we went go-karting, and it was just like myself and you guys and then one other friend. It was just like four people, and it was like my four closest friends spending a day together. That was really good. I really liked that format because it sort of gave me best of both worlds.
All right, you get to see everybody.
You get to see everybody, and you get to like hang out with the people who care about most.
That's a very sweet thing to say.
Yeah.
I honestly liked that format a lot too. Part of it was like logistical as well. Like Jared and I were both your best men.
Yes.
And
best boys.
Because of that, which I think is an awesome way to do it, because then we were able to split up the planning and some of the best man obligations, which made it a little bit easier.
Right, like I took one day, you took the other
day. Yeah, like we just like, you know, Jared did a day and I did a day. And so they made that easier, but also it's like we wanted to do stuff that would not, like, you really couldn't do with a big group as well.
Yeah.
And so... That's kind of like why the days ended up being split that way.
You can't fit more than four people in one go-kart.
Right.
I think we could talk about activities.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's, because bachelor parties today.
Very activity-driven.
Activity-driven, but also, like, pretty cliche, generally, I feel like. A lot of it's like, you're going to drink a lot.
Yeah.
You might gamble.
Yeah. You might see a boob.
Yep.
Just the one.
Yeah. Just one boob.
You might see half of a nipple.
Depends how much you had to drink.
Uh-huh.
You might see a whole bunch.
And what channels you're willing to pay for.
So it's, I don't know, I feel like...
You want more than that.
I think more than that.
A little bit more originality.
And I don't think it should be... I know when we were planning James's, you know, you feel a little bit of like an obligation to address those traditional activities.
Yeah, hit the benchmarks.
Otherwise, you're worried that like people will be like, "Oh man,
wait, what is this?
I went to this bachelor party, there was...
but it didn't even seem like a bachelor party."
Yeah, I didn't even see cleavage.
Right.
Did not even see a cleavage.
You know, that's so. This is something that because we knew most of the people that James invited, I felt comfortable with being like, "Well, James doesn't want to go to a strip club, like that's not something that he would be interested in, so like I don't really like and none of the other people that we were inviting would be like that disappointed by not going, so it's kind of an easy call. But if you're planning a bachelor party for somebody and you don't know some like a lot of the people that they're inviting, then it's like, oh well, if we don't do like the strip club thing, maybe everybody's gonna be
like, what the hell,
like what the hell.
I would
like I'm married already. This is my only reason to go to a strip club.
Yeah.
And you're not letting me.
Come on. Okay. Yeah.
I'm begging you guys. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe, like, what if it was considered a disappointing bachelor party? If it's like you just go to a bar, go to a strip club, and, like, I don't know what else you do. Gamble a little.
Like, what if that experience is disappointing?
Well, like, it's considered, like, culturally, that's like...
People like, are like, oh, you just went to...
You just did the obvious...
You did the yeah. obvious thing?
Yeah.
Well, I think that would be a little disappointing for me, I mean, personally. But it's, I don't, some people, like, that's all they want out of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, so, like, when I think about, like, going gambling, going to a strip club, going drinking a bunch, I don't really want to do two of those three things anyway. You know, like, yeah. I don't want to go to a strip club. I don't want to go gambling.
Right.
I do want to, like, have some drinks with my friends, but I don't want to, like...
You don't want to get, like, blackout.
Yeah, I don't want to get blackout. So, that would be disappointing.
Yeah.
But, on the other hand, there, I think, would be an interesting way to do all of those things if they were, like, a non-obvious version of that.
A twist.
So, like... Horse racing. We went to the racetrack.
Right.
Oh, we did go
that
gambling.
That is gambling.
You're right.
And that was a lot of fun because it's not like
yeah.
Because it isn't just like going to
a casino
and like losing a bunch of money and then going home. It's an activity where it's like,
God,
oh, you get to like.
I didn't even think of it that way, but you're right. Because like when you guys were saying like gambling, strip club, and
yeah,
drinking,
I was like, I'd never take James gambling,
and I was like, man,
but we did.
I was yeah. like, I hate gambling. Like that's definitely wouldn't make my list. Like, all right, I like naked women and I like drinking, like so those are fine. But like, I was like, I really don't like gambling. I always feel
like, yeah,
really
I just feel like I'm just
it.
Like.
I'm, like, wasting money.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But we totally went gambling for your bachelor party. It was super fun. But it was, I don't know if it was the gambling of it that made it
right.
fun.
Right, horse yeah. racing is, like, an event.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, it's probably, like, similar to, like, sports betting.
Uh-huh.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so, like, so I think that it'd be cool to, like, to organize a bachelor party and do those things if you did them in an interesting way. So, like... Instead of just going to a casino and playing blackjack for 10 minutes, maybe you go to like a human death match.
Oh,
sure,
wow.
Yeah.
And see two guys
play blackjack
instead of a strip club. You go to a nudist colony.
That would actually be really interesting.
That would be
yeah.
A nudist bachelor party.
We're
all
going to
see each other naked.
It'd be a little weird.
It'd be weird, but like it's. It's already more interesting to me than like, going to
strip
the strip club.
Yeah.
And, like, here's the thing is, like, I am very glad we didn't go to a strip club.
Yeah.
That being said, if you had, like, Jared, you said this just the other day, that if you had put a stripper in the Escape the Room,
yeah.
that would have been
pretty cool.
That would have been
hilarious
awesome.
And pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's totally the context.
It's the context. It's about sort of like taking these sort of like tropes
yeah.
of a bachelor party.
Yeah, deconstruct it.
Deconstructing it and putting it back together in a way that really elevates the entire party.
Yeah.
I like that.
No
I,
small.
God, if we could have thought of that to put a stripper in the
I was
escape
so
room,
disappointed when I had
that's
that thought.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, also the Escape the Room people have to sign on for that too.
Right.
I
yes.
mean, I'm sure, yeah.
The logistics would be... A little more involved than normal, but I bet it could have happened.
Oh, man. That would have been wild.
Yeah.
There's, like, no chance we would have escaped the room, though.
No, we didn't escape the room anyway.
We would have taken a pretty long time. There's a stripper in there. I don't know what kind of message it sends to keep strippers trapped in a room.
they're trying to escape
there
the room.
There might be some problems with that. Oh, we're like on the same team.
We're
escaping with.
Them. Oh no, I think this stripper would be in the room before you arrive.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and
that's
then
cool too.
Then you do like the first puzzle that like unlocks something.
Oh, and then they maybe they strip as you unlock puzzles.
Oh,
so
I really
more,
encourage you to solve
so
the puzzles faster.
Yeah,
that's good. Maybe what some of the clues could be part of in their stripping costume.
like written on the inside of the prop.
Yeah. Like you have to get them naked to like open the last door.
I mean, there's a
lot of ways
to
go.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, like,
anyway, all
maybe
of
we
these
should just open a bachelor party escape room.
All of these are much more interesting than
just
club.
Going to a strip club, right?
Yeah.
Where it's just I don't know. That's like something
yeah,
I've never enjoyed. Going to a strip club.
My body just like tenses up at the thought.
Tenses
or,
up.
I tense up.
That's
another thing that was like a sort of offshoot of going to a strip club, but is similar, is like going to a burlesque show that has like a theme. Like I went and saw, I might have even talked about this on the podcast already, but I once went to a comedy show where there was a woman doing a Bernie Sanders burlesque dance, which was
very unusual,
really weird, but pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good. Because like
she was also doing it to,
we're gonna turn left pretty soon.
Okay. Look here.
No, it'll be the one with the sign there. The four-way stop?
Yeah.
Turn left there, and then it'll be a couple blocks, and then we'll turn right, and then we'll be there.
Okay.
I think it's where this white car is going.
Yeah.
She was doing it to what?
So, yeah. So, the burlesque dancer was doing her Bernie Sanders burlesque dancer to his version of My Land is Your Land.
Or This Land is...
This Land is Our Land.
Wow.
Which was pretty amazing.
She loves her country.
So does Bernie.
Yeah,
so does Bernie.
That's good. I like the idea of like stripping with a message.
Yeah.
More progressive politics in both stripping and bachelor parties.
Yeah, I want my bachelor party to stand for something.
I want my bachelor party to be socialist.
I don't want it to just be like a middle of the road, you know, lowest common denominator.
Yeah, I don't want a neoliberal bachelor party.
I want it to, like, you know, land on some solid, actionable policies. And then strip to them. Well, that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, most people don't hire strippers based on their political leanings.
Right.
But I think that's a missed opportunity.
It is a missed opportunity.
All right, well, we're basically there, huh?
Yeah, so we're now approaching our destination. We are going to be enjoying, fingers crossed, the bachelor party.
Yep.
All right, well, that ought to do it for this week. Who should we give our special thank you to?
Should we give a special thanks to the bachelor boy himself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week let's give a special thank you to our good buddy, the bachelor of the hour, Ian Ryan.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Congrats, buddy.
You the best.
You doing it.
All right, until next week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.